Thank you and good morning. California Highway Patrol officers, along with fire and ambulance personnel, responded to a vehicle versus pedestrian collision just south of Eureka near the Herrick Avenue exit late Saturday night. An adult male pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene, and the southbound lanes of the highway were temporarily closed and then opened to one lane while emergency crews were on scene. To the north in Del Norte County, members of the Gaskee Fire Department were able to enter the Smith River on Saturday morning to recover the body of a driver who had lost control of their car on Highway 199 and ended up in the Smith last Thursday morning. River conditions were too dangerous for divers to enter the water until Saturday. It's the third fatality in the same area of Highway 199 in the Smith River in the past 5 months. Supporters of a new project to construct a housing site at a Mercer Fraser property at West 3rd and Commercial Streets in Eureka will be on hand tomorrow night for the Eureka City Council's regularly scheduled meeting. The council will decide whether or not the project should go forward, and that means suspending some city codes. The plan is to convert 7 used shipping containers into housing units so that 40 people who are currently living on the street can have a place to stay. The project is being coordinated by Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, County Health and Human Services, and the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation. The City of Eureka has set a May 2nd deadline for those currently camping in the Palco Marsh to vacate the premises so that construction work on a new trail can begin. Alex Ziegler, a spokesperson for HUM-CPR, said that he's very confident that the council will approve the project, and work at the site began yesterday. Project managers hope to have the site ready for occupation by April 26th, although there are still some large issues and questions to be answered, including who pays for insurance costs, how long the site will be in operation, and how many people will end up living at the site. Humboldt State University honored its outstanding students at a ceremony last week, and at the top of the list was geography student Christina Baus, who was honored for her work in studying the effects of marijuana cultivation in the county, as well as for her academic excellence. That led to Baus being named as the only Humboldt State student inducted into the prestigious Gamma Theta Upsilon, the International Honor Society for Geography. HSU also honored Dylan McClure for his advocacy on behalf of transgender students and his service on the Sexual Assault Prevention Committee. 11 other students were recognized for their work in fields such as engineering, music, journalism, and environmental studies. Jordan Christmas has more news from Humboldt State.
The Humboldt State Music Department received 2 donations totaling over $100,000. The donations were provided by Emeritus Professor Charles Moon and HSU alumni Virginia Carter, each providing over $50,000 in donations. The funding will be used to endow new music scholarship programs for the music department. The Charles L. Moon Scholarship Program will provide 2 scholarships of $1,000 each to students per year, while the Carter Music Scholarship Program will provide a minimum of $1,500 each year to a student who practices stringed instruments.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer made an appearance on Talk Shop on Friday, and the hot topic issue she discussed was the manner in which the city of Arcata has dealt with homelessness. Diemer said Arcata follows the Housing First model, and that has meant the construction of housing for those most in need, including construction that was completed this year, along with current construction underway.
Arcata's housing element of our general plan and our homeless services plan has focused on the same model that I think the county and Eureka have adopted, which is housing first, and we've continued to build low-income and affordable housing. So this year, Humboldt, Arcata Housing, has built 30 new units, 42 beds. That's right along Samoa Boulevard, specific housing for the homeless.
Arcata houses people who are referred to the city by their social service personnel, along with those referred from county mental health and those accepted on an at-large basis. There is only one way to get a homeless person off the street, and that's to provide a permanent residence. Diemer said there are more units under construction.
We're also in the process of doing 14 additional affordable, low and very low income units, which we call Creamery Row, that Danco is building. So we've continued to try to increase housing stock for those low and very low income strategies.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.